is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. This is the Power Hour, Hour 3. Isn't it amazing so much what the Democrats insisted? Existential, we must do this, we must do that, is so phony. Now, all of a sudden, Bill Gates, it's not existential. Oh, okay, and the media genuflects. Okay, it's not existential. Let's help the poor and the needy. And gee, isn't that amazing? Now, we've been beaten over the head with this for 10 years. Climate change. I remember when Rush would fight it. I would fight it. Hannity would fight it. We would all fight. So what are they talking about? We bring on the experts, the climatologists, the meteorologists, experts from MIT, from all over the world. I wrote about it as far back as Liberty and Tyranny, an entire chapter on it. How preposterous this is. And now all of a sudden, Bill Gates, who's not any smarter than anybody else, he's a billionaire, but he doesn't know climate more than anybody else. We all look at the same thing. It's not existential. The country won't be destroyed from it. Excuse me? Then they want us to sign this treaty that would result in our government, our economy shrinking, jobs eliminated, smokestack industries. Regulated out of existence while the communist Chinese are going wild, while the Indians are going wild. We would destroy ourselves. And I told you all along, this is another Marxist crap agenda, the degrowth agenda, which I write about in American Marxism. It's amazing what I write about in American Marxism, the degrowth agenda. And in the Democrat Party hates America. The degrowth agenda. Now they're just flat out, we hate capitalism. I'm a democratic socialist. Now think of those two words. How can you be a democratic socialist? The whole point of socialism is taking decision making away from the people and giving it to the government. But anyway, so you get the point. Well, they had another problem. They misjudged the public. But how many times did you hear, you don't believe in climate change? During debates. Oh, you're a climate denier. Remember that one? Remember Chuck Todd, Mr. Producer? I quoted him in two books. If you're a climate denier, you're not coming on the show. There's climate change. It's existential. And we're not bringing you on. This guy's supposed to be a journalist. Meet the Depressed. He failed, of course. I don't want to hear about it. That's it. So now Gates says what we've all been saying. What we've all been saying. And now it's, let's help the poor and the needy. What about 0.01% climate change? That just doesn't make any sense. Oh, it doesn't? No. It doesn't make any sense. We can't. That's just nonsense. Unbelievable. Well, here's Harry Enten again, the CNN chief data analyst. about climate change. Cut 19, go.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will agree with Bill Gates that maybe this wouldn't be the end of humanity. And I think, you know, we've been talking about...
Hello, a lot of people on the Democrat and on the left side would never have agreed with Bill Gates, period. This was the way to drive our economy into a centralized industrial planning economy to attack capitalism. That was the goal all along, to degrowth our economic system. Go ahead.
Now, for decades upon decades upon decades, and the worry in terms of climate change, simply put, hasn't shifted. It has not reached the majority of Americans. What are we talking about? Greatly worried about climate change. You go all the way back to 1989, it was 35%. 2000, 40%. 2020, 46%. And in 2025, look at that. It's 40%, the same number as we had 25 years ago back in 2000, and then only just 5 points higher than we had back in 1989. Really, we've just seen consistency on this issue. The bottom line is that the climate change message that folks who, of course, believe that is real and is quite worrisome, simply put, has not really worked with the American people.
So greatly worried. You say greatly worried. I mean, so people say they're greatly worried 40%, but how worried? Really? Is it the biggest thing they're worried about?
Yeah, it is not anywhere close to being the biggest thing that people are worried about. What are we talking about here? Well, why don't we just talk about top issue facing the U.S., climate change. Well, I got some numbers for you on the screen right here.
It's up there with Epstein. Nobody gives a crap. Except the podcasters. The influencers. The influencers. Not an influencer. No. It's the future. Go ahead.
Mathematical genius to know that these numbers are not particularly high. Top issue facing the United States, climate change. It was 3% in 2021, 2% in average of polls in 2023, and this year the average of polls, 2. It is very, very low on the list of priorities. I was trying to count it out in the Gallup poll, and basically it was so low down, you know, I was counting all the different issues, almost lost track. It was like 15th or 20th. It was just very, very low down. So the bottom line is not only are we seeing that the number has not really moved over the last 36 years, but in terms of being the top issue, it's simply...
Wait a minute, 36 years? I thought we were going to be gone. I thought the ocean was going to sweep over the land. I thought we weren't going to exist anymore. All the condos in Florida would be removed. All the surfers would be surfing in Newark, New Jersey. I thought that the end was near. And now it's nigh. It's nigh, I say. And they talk. And they keep talking like... They knew it. No, it's never going to be big. The numbers have never changed, of course. And of course, it's not existential. America will survive. The science will get... They sound like us. Like you and me. Isn't that amazing? Go ahead.
Looking through. 2%, there are just a ton of things that rank way higher on the list of importance.
Yes. Like we're living in an authoritarian regime. Getting very close to real autocracy. You know how I know? Because the barely literate Al Sharpton said so on the barely watched MSLSD Sacco and Vanzetta. That is the Morning Joe show. Sharpton, what did he have to say? Why does anybody care? Nonetheless, 18, go.
Rioting that no one sees but him. I think what is the clear threat here.
That's right. Nobody sees rioting except Trump. That's right. Those ICE agents who were attacked, they're not really attacked. Only Trump sees that. Says Mr. Crown Heights. Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah. Well, he'd be an expert on violence and rioting, wouldn't he? And yet, look what he does with his expertise. He lies about it. Next thing you know, he'll say climate change is real. Go ahead.
Do we allow a president to fabricate something and then send in National Guard and in his speech?
He didn't fabricate anything. You see, you're supposed to be a man of the streets, Al. You're supposed to be a man of the people, certain people. And you're not. You used to get fat and happy. Now you're skinny and happy.
You got your foundation. You got your notoriety. You got your speeches. You got your TV gig. Streets are dangerous, Al. Our citizens, they don't like all this illegal immigration. Oh, one other thing, Al. It's not autocracy when you have a president enforcing federal immigration law, is it? You and your party let all these illegal aliens in, and now you want them to stay. You let them in illegally, and they're remaining illegally. And when the president says we're deporting them, these governors and these mayors bring in their militia. Illegal aliens who are armed. Sympathetic citizens. Marxist Islamists, among others, who are violent. Go ahead.
Japan said he'll even send in the military.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're not getting very close to a real autocracy here where the president just does what
military
he wants,
state.
I think that that's the problem.
Military state, Mika. Why, you're not that stupid, are you? Why are you mumbling stuff like that? A military state? Do you know what a military state is? And Sharpton, these two, they're going to walk out on the streets, New Jersey, wherever MSLSD is these days. They're going to be perfectly fine. They're not going to be in a military state. They're not going to be in an autocracy. None of that's going to happen. This weekend, they'll all sit on their fat asses and watch football. Or do whatever they do. No threat from the military, no threat from ICE, no threat whatsoever. And then the camera lights come on again Monday, and there they are again. We live in very close to a real autocracy, a military state, a dictatorship. Yes. Are we going to go to the play tomorrow, Joe? Where are we going to go? Nothing's going to change in their lives. Not a damn thing. If it was a state, everything would change. MSLSD wouldn't be on the air anymore. Would it? People would be locked up. People like me. We'd all be in prison, wouldn't we? Yes, we would. That's not going to happen. So why do people talk this way? These are the climate change people who we now know are frauds, but we always knew they're frauds. And they're frauds when it comes to a military state. They don't know what a military state is. Presidents have used the military for many reasons. What they need to do is watch Life, Liberty, and Levin on the weekend. I could educate them, but they don't want to be educated. This is their grift. This is their lane. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
He's passionate.
Just pathetic.
He's funny.
Get off the phone, you big dope.
And you always learn something. Mark Levin is on the radio.
We're at Breitbart. Let's see here. Elise Stefanik leads Kathy Hochul in Deep Blue, New York, as socialist Mondani tops mayoral field. He's a Marxist. Come on, boys and girls in the conservative movement. He's a Marxist. We can do this. A new independent survey shows Representative Elise Stefanik, one of my favorites, edging ahead of Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul in a potential 2026 gubernatorial matchup, even as New York City Assemblyman Zoran Mandami maintains a commanding lead in the upcoming mayoral race. Now, that's tightening, too. It's not as commanding as it used to be. According to data released by the Manhattan Institute, Stefanik leads Hochul 43-42% among registered voters statewide. A statistical tie that nonetheless gives the Republican a narrow advantage. That's pretty amazing. The New York City mayoral race, Mondrami drew 43%. 28 for Cuomo. 19 for Sliwa. Oh boy. The hell's gonna happen there? Anyway, with a sizable and divided anti-Mondrami portion of the electorate, the Marxist Assemblyman appears to have enough support. I'm not interested in their comments on him. I'm looking for Stefanik. Team Elise celebrated the findings in a statement yesterday, emphasizing Stefanik's unprecedented strength. And I think it is enormous strength. And she's the only Republican, I think, at least right now, who can win statewide in New York. The heavily Democrat-leaning state, an independent poll that is heavily weighted towards registered Democrat voters, shows Republican Elise Stefanik leading Democrat Governor Kathy in a head-to-head matchup, commented Team Elise spokeswoman Bernadette Breslin. This marks the first time in decades any potential Republican gubernatorial candidate, in this case the likely nominee, is polling ahead of a Democrat incumbent governor even before any official announcement. And Breslin added that Kathy and single-party Democrat rule have failed New York, and so forth. We know that. New York Republican Party Chairman Ed Cox called the results a bombshell poll, showing Elise Stefanik beating Kathy before Elise has even declared her candidacy. Under Kathy and one-party Democrat rule, New York has become the most taxed, most regulated, least free state in America. Oh, just wait. Mr. Affordability comes in. He's going to tax the hell, regulate the hell out of everybody. They're going to move as fast. Did you see already people are moving to Connecticut, Mr. Producer? They're going to Connecticut. They'll be coming to Florida. As long as they don't vote like liberal Democrats, that's fine. If they do, go to Connecticut. Now, Stefanik has emerged as the leading voice in Congress on anti-Semitism. Uh-oh. Ooh. Don't tell Third Reich Bannon. In the fraud room. No. He won't like that. Don't tell Katarlson. Of course, the people he hates the most, he said, are the Christian Zionists. So, uh-oh, that might be Elise Stefanik. Uh-oh. Don't tell little Adolf Fuentes, who believes in a pure white race, and yet he's got Mexican blood. So what's he going to do about that? Jump off the roof? No, I doubt it. Fuentes. Where's Owens these days? Busy checking the genitalia on the first family in France, Mr. Bidus?
I swear she had a you-know-what. This I'm for sure. I'm guarantee it.
That makes for good podcasting, I think, don't you, Mr. Producer? Fantastic. What a bunch of freaks, frauds, and phonies. Donald Trump's going to run for a third term. We have a plan, says the fat moron on the fraud room. We have a plan, you know. But we have a constitution, fat boy. And under that constitution, nobody runs for a third term. I'm sorry. Maybe your friends in Gaza, they don't run at all. Or maybe your friends in Qatar, they don't run. Maybe your friends in Saudi, they don't run either. Maybe your friend Vlad Putin, he runs, but it's a joke. You know, all those regimes that you admire. Stefanik has emerged as a leading voice in Congress, taking on higher education and so forth. She's got a forthcoming book, Poisoned Ivies. I love this. The Inside Account of the Academic and Moral Rot at America's Elite Universities. Poison Ivy. I'm glad I coined that term, Mr. Producer. But that's a great name for her book. She's been a great leader on these things. She'd be a breath of fresh air in Albany, New York, I can tell you that. She'd be a breath of fresh air in any capital in any state. All right, I'll tell you what I think. I think down the road, she's actually presidential material, too. I think there's a lot of great presidential material in the Republican ranks. You got Cruz, you got DeSantis, you got Cotton, you got several of them. I can't remember everybody, but it's a big bench. The Democrats, they got nothing. I'll be right back. There's a reason I'm proud to say Pure Talk is my wireless company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk, especially when it comes to supporting our veterans. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors, an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, then pairs them with veterans struggling with PTSD. These are men and women who serve with honor, but when they come home, that brotherhood and support network they had in the military too often disappears. Canines for Warriors steps up to fill the gap, giving these heroes purpose, companionship,
companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. And with talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, you could also be saving a ton of money. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will have you switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say Mark Levin, switch right now to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Driving liberal elites crazy with a dose of common sense. This is the Mark Levin Show. The Mark Levin Show.
Mark Levin, an unapologetic
unapologetic patriot and unapologetic constitutionalist. You can reach him at 877-381-3811.
Yep.
You know, I forgot to mention J.D., of course, Rubio. Here's the thing about Rubio. I can't get him on TV or radio. I guess, did I say something to offend him, Mr. Producer? I don't even want to ask anymore. Isn't that weird? Now he goes on the Constipated News Network, CNN. He goes on all these other weird shows that have no audiences and a hostile host. It's very strange. Very strange. Now, he and J.D. are best friends. I know this because J.D. said it today. They're best friends. So it looks like he would run for president and Rubio for vice president. But, you know, you still have to go through a primary process. They may be the odds-on favorite. I think Tucker Carlson will play a big role in it. People are going to want to know what people think of him and the things he has said and the things he believes and what, if any, role, directly or indirectly, he would have. People want to know. I want to know. I think that's a fair question. But there'll be a lot of questions out there. And so Donald Trump is a one-off. There will never be another president like him, and there's never been a president like him. So he'll have a lot of influence in the Republican Party, which he essentially controls. But in order to win a general election, especially now, you have to unite. You have to unite disparate parts of the Republican Party, as well as people outside the Republican Party. And that's going to be the task. Whether the president endorses somebody or not, that's what you have to overcome, or that's what you have to accomplish. I've been in enough of these to know that. I can tell you, if somebody doesn't want to talk to my audience, millions and millions of you, I don't know how I can get behind them, Mr. Producer. I've told that many times, have I not? Many times. You've got to respect the audience, like Rush said. You've got to respect, we've got millions and millions, course of a week, tens of millions of people who come through this program. Mr. and Mrs. America, hardworking, tax-paying, patriotic Americans. You can't blow them off. You're not going to find them on CNN. You'll find some. Some. Conservative talk radio. Well, at least the big shows and syndicated shows have audiences bigger than cable TV. This program has audiences bigger than cable TV. It's just the way it is. A lot of politicians don't understand that. They want to see TV. It's okay. We're on TV too, but that's not my point. The left always wanted to copy conservative talk radio. They fail miserably. They've succeeded at podcasting because you don't really have ratings. You're just out there and you count hits and clicks and this and that and so forth and so on. So they have factions. They have niches that people play to. But when you're a politician, you need more than factions and niches. You need a massive number of people who are uniting behind you, maybe for even different reasons. And that's the skill that Donald Trump has and had, and Ronald Reagan has and had, and some others. And that's what it's going to take to get the nomination and to beat the Democrats. That's what it's going to take. They're not going to hand us this stuff. Look, it's not going to be Bernie Sanders or somebody like that. They'll figure something out. Maybe they'll hand one of the kooks the VP slot. I don't know. Maybe they will nominate a kook. Whatever they do, they do. But you have to have somebody who's going to be able to unite the different elements. We here, we represent constitutional conservatives. That's what we represent, a rational foreign policy, a secure border, assimilation, low taxes, low regulations, limited central government, capitalism, you know, stuff that the country great. Over the last 20 years, this is amazing to me, gold hasn't just gone up, it's exploded. Over the last 20 years, gold has gone up 777%, from about $450 to well over $4,000 an ounce today. That's amazing. And luckily, through diversification and, you know, just steady Eddie, I've acquired gold. You can do the same thing. It's no secret. During the same time, your U.S. dollar, the money you work for and save and trust, it's lost over 40% of its purchasing power, 40% over the same 20-year period. It's paper. Paper tied to government. Government massive deficit spending. That means every paycheck, every retirement dollar, every savings account can be quietly eaten alive by rising costs and Washington's endless printing presses. Every bailout, every trillion-dollar spending bill, every stimulus bill, all of it drives the dollar, paper money down, pushes gold higher. That's why you want to diversify. Ask yourself, are you protecting your savings? You know, do what a lot of Americans do. Do what I do. Diversification. You don't keep everything in paper or paper certificates. Diversify. Get something real. Gold. Some of you might like silver, too. I'm gold. And go to the best place there is to go to, Monetary Gold. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Over 100 years of experience with its top people. I found them to be very transparent. So call Monetary Gold right now. I know some of you will put it off. I wouldn't put it off. 877-NOW-GOLD. 877-NOW-GOLD. They're there right now. 877-NOW-GOLD. If you prefer to go online, marklovesgold.com. Hello! marklovesgold.com. Again, 877-NOW-GOLD to call Monetary Gold and help protect your finances, your retirement, your money. Or marklovesgold.com. Because history shows if the dollar weakens, gold tends to rise. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment decision. But in my humble opinion, do whatever you have to do and at least dip your toe into the pool. Okay. The show's almost over. I say it everywhere. Where the hell did it go so fast? Let's go to Morris in Morris in Minnesota. On the Mark Levin app, excuse me, it's Fred in Morris, Minnesota. Fred, go right ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm calling about the government shutdown. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, I think you should start calling it the government shakedown, because it seems like the Democrats are trying to shake down the Republicans.
It's not
to
bad.
Get the money they want. For...
It's not a bad line. I like it. In fact, next time the speaker's with us, if there's still a government shakedown, I'll let him know. That's not bad. Fred, are you in marketing? What are you, Fred? What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Well, you're probably a good teacher. It's good when you have a good teacher. It really does make a difference. All right, Fred. I like your idea, actually.
Thank you so much.
All right, God bless. Take care of yourself. Let's go to Mike, Tucson, Arizona, on the Mark Levin app. I love Tucson, Arizona, especially once a year. I can't get into it. I don't want to be harassed or harmed or whatever. But Tucson's a pretty cool city. Go right ahead, Mike.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
I just think that if the Republicans would take that opportunity to point out to the Democrats that all of these raises on the bill don't make any sense because we got ICE agents being harassed. And another thing, didn't the Democrats want to give amnesty to the illegals? Why won't the Republicans take that as an opportunity to say, you know what, our gates are closed, let's get them on the amnesty and throw it out at the Democrats and see what they say? Because I bet you they'll go silent. They wouldn't be able to imagine.
I'm not sure what they would say. Right now, all we hear is they're human beings. Well, yeah, there's like 7.5, 8 billion people in this world, on this planet. They're all human beings. What does that mean? You destroy your country, you destroy your economy? We can't handle it all. You can't have open borders in this massive welfare state, as Milton Friedman pointed out. All right, good call, Tucson. Mr. Producer, am I still allowed to mention Milton Friedman, or is he passé? I can mention him, Reagan's passé, I think, Buckley, Goldwater. Huh? Not New York City, no. But among our influencers, our geniuses, our felons, our anti-Semites, our isolationists, I don't think I'm allowed to mention these people. No. How about Adam Smith? No. Edmund Burke? No. Aristotle? No. Cicero? No. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's slip in another call here. Rob, San Jose, California, the great KSFO, go.
Yeah. Hey, Mark. I've been meaning to call you in and ask you this, sort of a Madisonian question. I mean, our constitutional republic, is it not, like, kind of built into, you can't get, like, these Mandanis and these social democrats or whatever they got, democratic socialists. They want to use an election to basically abolish private property. I mean, you can't do that. I don't care if it's 99-1, you can't do it. It couldn't be 100-0. It would have to be negotiated somewhere else.
Well, I'll tell you, let me slow you down. You raise a very good point. What's interesting, you know, when the Bill of Rights were adopted after the passage of the Constitution, they only applied to the new national or federal government. They didn't apply to the states. And over time, they have been applied to the states, like private property rights. It's in the fair market compensation. It's called the Takings Clause. And so today that is applied to the states through the Bill of Rights via, really, the 14th Amendment, I suppose. They haven't really figured out. They call it the Incorporation Doctrine. But nonetheless, getting out of the weeds, I think you could make a good case. Now, here's the problem. We have Supreme Court cases where even if the property is regulated heavily, even if it's taxed heavily, even if it's taken as an easement, the localities and the states tend to win. They tend to win. So we have this provision in the Bill of Rights, the Takings Clause, and yet it is somewhat nebulous in its treatment by the Supreme Court. So it would depend how he goes about stealing one's private property. I agree with you that any of it should be unconstitutional. But if he goes the way of a true Marxist and just seizes the property and takes it, I don't think that will pass federal constitutional muster. I don't know what the New York Constitution says, quite frankly. But we're getting good calls tonight. Good job, Rob. It's a very good question, a very good point. What if you could delay your next two mortgage payments? Hello! That's right! Imagine putting those two payments in your pocket. Finally getting a little breathing room ahead of the holidays. It's possible when you call American Financing today. They're the best. If you're feeling stretched from everyday expenses, especially those damn credit cards and the interest rate that piled up when the Biden regime was in office, we've got a lifeline for you. A lifeline for you. American Financing can show you how to use your home equity to pay off that debt with rates in the low fives. Debt consolidation. It's just what you do with your money and how you manage it and where you put it that makes the difference. So you're not burning thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year that you desperately need. American Financing can show you how to do that. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are helping homeowners in this audience, just like you, to restructure their loans and save money every single month, all without upfront fees. Their customers are saving on average $800 a month. That's like $10,000 a year, like a $10,000 raise without having to change jobs. Can you imagine what you could do with that? Every year, $10,000? You should call now before you get in too deep, folks. 888-900-1828. Call before the holidays. Call now. Get things settled. Get it in place so you can relax a little bit. Get that burden off your shoulders. 888-900-1828. They're there right now. 888-900-1828. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR rates for in the five start at 6.196% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing three fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Experience the power and passion of live music with the Shasta Symphony Orchestra. Join us Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater for Scenes, Music That Makes Us Feel. Enjoy Tchaikovsky's thrilling 1812 Overture, the epic sounds of Jurassic Park, and Holst's Mars and Jupiter from the Planets, plus a special performance of local composer Brian Bassetti's Miracle Mile. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students. Available at the door or online at shastacollege.edu/artsevent.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flower, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over! Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Quiet now, so he can educate you, whether you like it or not. Mark Levin is on the radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the program's coming to a close. I think I should try and slip in another caller here, if I can get my email working, America. By the way, my son Chase was showing me this AI stuff. You know, Mr. Producer, it's frightening. He said, like, ABC provided them with a photo, and then all of a sudden, he's in a John Wayne movie, he can move this, he can speak whatever he wants to say. So people can do that to each one of us. It's going to get harder and harder to distinguish between reality and fantasy, and people doing things to you and so forth and so on, that you have any control over. How do you control this? I understand we're in a race with the communist Chinese. I understand it is very important for science. I got all that. But, you know, where there's an opportunity for evil, evil exists. And, by the way, it's not coming through. And somebody's already done that with us. They had to get a cease and desist notice from our friends at Fox, our lawyers there, where they were putting out stuff that I quit and I was crying on there. They actually put out a clip. I don't know, folks. To me, I don't know how you control this, but it's not all upside. I mean, I know we can't go back, but it's definitely not all upside, I can tell you that. But what he was showing me was unbelievable. All right, we're not going to get it. Give me a name and a city and so forth and so on if you can. Yeah. WGIG, Tim in Georgia, go right ahead, please.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Levin. I'll try to
Mark
be very
is
quick.
Good. Thank you.
Say it, but since you brought that up about the AI, on YouTube there's a slew of broadcasts supposedly from the Reverend Dr. Billy Graham that aren't him. There's a whole bunch of them supposedly him speaking, and they're not him. And YouTube can take people off who say dead or rape, etc. They can censor that, but they can't censor all these fake broadcasts.
Well, how do they know they're even fake half the time?
Well,
that's the problem right there. I mean, this stuff looks real, really real.
There are pictures of him. It sounds like him almost, but it's not him. And he's not his words. There's not his sermons. They've made this up. But let me get to the point when I want to call about is Curtis Sliwa. Even though I'm living down in Southeast Georgia, I was born in Manhattan, lived in Jersey. My family all lived in New York, Queens, the Bronx, Brooklyn.
Got 10 seconds.
Kew Gardens, all that. I do not know why the conservative Republicans are not backing Curtis Moore.
Because they don't think he can win, that's why. If they thought he could win, they'd back him. I'm answering your question. You may not like the answer. That's why they're not backing him more.
Conservative, if you're...
I'm telling you why they're not backing him more. Whether you and I endorse him or not, that's why they're not backing him more. All right, we'll see what happens. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel, you, the American people, thank you, God bless you. But that's why they're not. Whether we or you like it or not, that's why they're not. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Same place, same time.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. for application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.